The kingdom of God is invisible, and it dwells inside the born again. We enter this place through warfare. The results of this warfare are abundant, empowered life, and even eternal life. Jesus speaks of this warfare in Matthew 11:12, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. The carnal mind, fathered by the devil and his rebellion against God's word, is at war with God. Romans 8:7-8 uses the term enmity when describing the state of the carnal mind. Enmity means an adversary or foe, a hostile force at war. Romans reads, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. When the Spirit of God begins to draw the unsaved, a confrontation that has eternal consequences begins, and you will dictate which side will prevail. Jesus Christ defeated Satan upon Golgotha's cross, and it's my choice whether I surrender my life unto him and enter into his victory over evil. The children of God enter this place of glorious salvation through violence. We must cast out Satan and the spirit of disobedience. In the invisible kingdom of God, the believer continues the war, armor and all, against Satan, the little G-O-D of this world. Ephesians 6:10-13. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In this battle that every individual must participate in, the stakes are eternal. Are you born again? Are you ready to surrender your life to Jesus Christ and cast off the devil and the hurtful lust of the flesh? Today is your day of salvation. Click on to Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Genesis 1, verses 1-19. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night, he made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day." God said, John chapter 14, verse 6, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." God said, John 10, verse 1, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in, not by the door, into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber." Man said, "The Bible is not to be taken literally, and it is certainly not scientifically relevant." Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 712 that will once again confirm the full inerrancy of God's holy word. All of these marvelous features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Every Thursday eve, God willing, they grow by one. Be sure to take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword into the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It is so quick and easy. Three, imagine. You can download nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features to your electronic device. Listen to one every day. Thank you for coming. We are honored by your presence. May God's face shine upon you and your house with grace and peace. Man was created by God with a spiritual interface that was left vacant when God was rejected. Since the fall, man has tried to fill that vacancy with other gods, various lusts of the flesh, and today many have embraced man's science as their solution. But unfortunately for the sons of Adam, Jesus Christ, whom they have rejected, is the only way. It's amazing and beautiful to know that they always end up here. Carnal man rejects and ridicules the childlike who believe the Bible, but after their most sophisticated search, they end up here, inadvertently confirming the very word of God they have debased. We hear them knocking, but they can't come in. Only children of faith have the key. Man is looking for another way, but there is no other way. They by necessity end up here. Before we get into today's latest discovery that inadvertently shouts yes to God's inerrant word, several excerpts from God Said, Man Said features are in order. The Copernican theory of mediocrity suggests that the earth is nothing special, just one more common lump in the universe, and that the earth is not central to the universe. This, of course, is contrary to God's account in his word, and now even to today's science. The following excerpts are from the God Said, Man Said feature, "Is the Earth the Center of the Universe?" Evolutionists embrace the Copernican principle of mediocrity, which states God did not make all things in the universe to benefit the earth and man. We are a product of the Big Bang, and the Big Bang is centerless. The earth is not central to the universe. But Isaiah 45:18 reads, "For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it, he hath established it, he created it not in vain, he formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else." God created the earth on day one of the 6 days of creation. He created it to be inhabited by man, and man was given dominion over all the earth. There is a term called anthropocentrism which speaks to this truth. Does the account that all things are for man's sake hold its ground with modern academia? According to the Bible, God created the earth, the solar system, the universe, and all the earth's creatures to facilitate the needs and pleasures of man. Descriptionary, a thematic dictionary, defines anthropocentrism, the belief that human beings are at the center of all meaning and creation. End of quote. Today's physicists are preoccupied with what is commonly known as the anthropic principle. To science, it is the intriguing discovery that all things have been designed with man in mind. In a 1997 issue of Nature magazine, physicists Carr and Reese dealt with this subject in a feature titled "The Anthropic Principle and the Structure of the Physical World." Can it be? Was all of creation designed to facilitate the needs of man, including the universe? Are men and the earth central to the universe, or are we just an accident that happens on occasion? The following excerpt is from a feature on this website titled Everlearning. In 6 days, God created all that you see. The host of heaven was created on the fourth day for the purpose of serving the earth. The earth is the center of attention. Stephen Hawking, in his book A Brief History of Time, seems to be tripping over the truth he reports. Now, at first sight, all of this evidence that the universe looks the same whichever direction we look in might seem to suggest there is something special about our place in the universe. In particular, it might seem that if we observe all other galaxies, to be moving away from us, then we must be at the center of the universe. There is, however, an alternative explanation. The universe might look the same in every direction as seen from any other galaxy, too. This, as we have seen, was Friedman's second assumption. We believe it only on grounds of modesty. It would be most remarkable if the universe looked the same in every direction around us, but not around other points in the universe. End of quote. The observable evidence shows the Earth as the center of the universe. The Earth, the Sun, and the Moon are all traveling in their circuits. The Earth is the focus and the purpose of the universe we see. End of quotes. In Genesis, God lays out a chronology of creation events locked up in 6 literal 24-hour days. On day 1, Genesis 1:1-5 records the following. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. God creates heaven and earth. The earth was covered with water and darkness. God said, Let there be light. Yet the sun, moon, and stars were not created until the fourth day. The following paragraphs are again from Is the Earth the Center of the Universe? In Science Digest, the following paragraph was found. A.G.W. Cameron, a Goddard Institute lecturer and professor at Yeshiva University of New York, suggests that the creation of the solar system might have occurred in a matter of a few thousand years. Indeed, he suggests it might have taken place so rapidly that the Earth and some of the planets could have formed shortly before the Sun did, which in view of traditional thought is a revolutionary proposal. Victor Weisskopf, professor emeritus and former head physicist at MIT, had this to say in an article titled The Origin of the Universe. Indeed, the Judeo-Christian tradition describes the beginning of the world in a way that is surprisingly similar to the scientific model. Previously, it seemed scientifically unsound to have light created before the sun. The present scientific view does indeed assume the early universe to be filled with various kinds of radiation long before the sun was created. End of quotes. A universe created by God for man and his earth and light before the sun are not only biblical certainties, but science now says yes. The following news release, published September 25, 2014 by Mail Online and Press Association, which was first forwarded to us by BC, a brother in Christ, carried the following headline, Water on Earth, Older than the Sun. A few paragraphs from that feature follow. The international team of scientists studied ancient ices preserved in comets and asteroids since the early days of the solar system. Using computer simulations, they were able to show that waters in the oceans, meteorite samples, and comets bore the chemical fingerprint of formation before the solar system took shape. The water contained levels of deuterium, a heavy strain of hydrogen, with extra neurons in its nucleus that could only be explained by interstellar origins. It meant that at least some of the water in the solar system and the Earth predated the birth of the sun. Lead author Isidore Cleaves from the University of Michigan said, "The implication of these findings is that some of the solar system's water must have been inherited from the sun's birth environment and thus predate the sun itself." End of quote. Water before the sun? God says yes, and today's science confirms. Thousands of years before man begins to discover the answer, God's word declares it. The critics howl and grudge, but ultimately are forced to genuflect before God's holy word. God's word is true and righteous altogether. This is a place to build a life that will last forever. God said, Genesis 1:1 through 19, "In the beginning God created the heaven and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, Let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. And God called the firmament heaven, and the evening and the morning were the second day. And God said, Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas, and God saw that it was good. And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness, and God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. God said, John 14, verse 6, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. God said, John 10, chapter 10, verse 1, Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. Man said, the Bible is not to be taken literally, and it is certainly not scientifically relevant. Now you have the records.